بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let us request to come forward, inshallah. Won't be a very long program. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Just to renew our intentions, inshallah, that we are sitting here for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the fikr of hidayat and fikr of islah, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us hidayat, keep us upon hidayat. As the Waqabir say, the biggest fikr is the fikr of hidayat. This is a bara maslah, that we come unto hidayat, guidance from Allah, and we die with hidayat also. Nobody has guarantee. Nobody has guarantee. This is a mujahada till mawt, that Allah ta'ala keep us with iman. Hadib Abadiyah rahimullah will make dua, ya Allah, keep us with iman, take us with iman, and raise us with iman on the day of Qiyamah. Every bayani will start like that. Ya Allah, keep us with iman, take us with iman, and raise us with iman. So this is the fikr, Allah ta'ala keep us with iman. Iman is such a thing, a person can lose it. Like tonight also, Allah ta'ala, so many youngsters, Allah ta'ala keep them with iman. Those that have been there, Allah ta'ala pull them out. How many more still get influenced and they go out tonight? Not realizing that these are the dark gullies and avenues of sin and vice. Once you get exposed, for life it becomes a mujahada. Because a mujahada, they're not to go back into these places, and only Allah Ta'ala can save a person. That's why the effort is to remain pure and clean from all these dark avenues, which Quran calls zulumat, darknesses. So to come out from darkness into the nur of hidayat, Quran Sharif is nur, dhikr is nur, the love for deen is nur, masjid is a place of nur. So as much as we can pump our hearts and our bodies with nur, these are the avenues to speak about the deen of Allah. Nur comes in the heart. Speak about the pious sahaba ikram, then nur comes into the heart. So we need these all the time. We need all the time, and many people are so-called in deen. They're in deen, but deen hasn't come into them. Deen has to come into the heart. Then that nur of iman will come. And ulama say, the nur of hidayat will come. The nur of hidayat is a nur yaqdifuhu Allahu fi qalbi al-mu'min. It's a nur that Allah Ta'ala puts into a mu'min's heart. So this is through this nur of iman and hidayat, he can differentiate between darkness and light. Pure, clean and napak in purity. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. Allah Ta'ala says, لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ. What is filth and dirt and what is pure can never be equal. Even though a lot of khabith and impurity and filth and dirt attracts you, doesn't make it clean. Like tonight, how much of this filth will attract so many people in the world? And they know. They know this is filth, it is dirt. But there's some attraction, kashish, and chamak in there pulls a person. Because insan is made from sand, so sand pulls him. Then Hazrat says also, how many intelligent people, so to say, the intelligent ones of dunya, prime ministers, presidents, cabinet ministers, and so and so and so and so. On these nights over here, because of alcohol and drinking, they're supposed to be the intelligent ones of the countries, they are tipsy-turvy also, walking around like this. Like they have no intelligence whatsoever. Just a one night like this. Whether for a believer already for us now, we're looking for Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan. Like when is it going to start? When is it going to start? We're waiting for that date, that moon sighting. And they are waiting for this type of fireworks. Our ustaz used to say that all these stars, and some are pop stars. We say, why they call pop stars also? Because when they put in the fire of Jahannam, they'll pop like popcorn also. But you want to follow them. As the Hakim Sahib will say, oh, sahab, international gade hai, international zani hai. Wherever they go in the world, it's zina. And it's all haram activities, drugs, drink, everything else. But when insan's heart becomes dark, then this looks nice. There's an example as the Thani Rahmatullah used to give. He mentions that couple got married, not very well to do. So that one night in his dream, the young man he sees a super hygienic, clean, state-of-the-art toilet. Never saw in his life such a toilet like this. And now in his dream he has a, he's got a pressure to go to the toilet. So there he sees Shaitan. Shaitan says, here's a nice clean toilet. So why don't you relieve yourself? Say, what a beautiful toilet. I haven't seen such a beautiful toilet before. So he sat down there to relieve himself, not realizing that is a dream. Woke up in the morning, wife said, what you did in the bed? And I said, I didn't realize it. Now, it was a toilet. I just have to clean the bed, all the filth and the dirt and everything. The second day, again, Shaitan came. Now he feels the pressure again. He said, there's a toilet here. So, he missed the bed again. I said, what happened now? He said, Shaitan came again and he pressurized me like this. So I didn't realize I'm in the bed. So he said, Shaitan is such a good friend of yours, showing you nice toilet every night. Why don't I have to show you the treasure boxes, where the Janwa is and all gold, silver is? See, good idea. So that night he saw Shaitan again. So before Shaitan could make his tashkil to go toilet, he says, hold on, show me where the things are, the gold, silver is. Why didn't ask all this time? So he showed him on treasure box, on chest, full of gold bars. He said, Shaitan, hey, you, my dear friend. He says, all for you, you can take it, no problem. So he bent down to pick it up. This was so heavy, that number two came out. Wife woke up in the morning, she says, now what you did now? He says, you wanted the treasure. She says, see where it came out. So now she had to clean up all of that. The Talmi says, Rahmatullah Ali, Shaitan will show you like that. Hey, a lot of enjoyment. You're a free person. Do what you want. What will be the outcome? Napaki, impurity, filth and dirt. Filth and dirt, and this sin and guna on these nights that take place, whether it's women, whether it's girls, whether it's drinking, whether it's drugs, whether it's just freedom, acting like a janawar. Nazakim Sahib Rahimullah would say also that they're waiting for the first of, we say January. And Urdu, if you just tweak the word, change is January. January means animalism. So see, they're waiting for Dunai to act like that. To act like animals also. And how they are shouting and screaming and jumping. Whereas when it comes to our New Year is Muharram. Muharram means to be honorable. Muharram. What is it? Haram Sharif, the honorable Haram. So Muharram, our year starts with honor. Muharram. One of the sacred months. So their year starts like this and the whole year comes out like that. Now they start the year with animal instincts and qualities and behavior. And what they want to make for the New Year's? What they make? Huh? What they make intentions for the New Year? Resolutions. New Year resolutions. And even Muslims also. My New Year resolution. Lose 20 kilos. But make the resolution in Ramadan, you'll lose it, inshallah. You get sabab for it too. They do get sabab for it, but now they do it in January. So how their mind has been? Mind is also warped. That now this is the time to make it. There's no barakat in this New Year's. There's a calling to them. For us, the New Year's is Muharram, and the peak of the year is Ramadan, then Hajj, etc. So the Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, this is sin on these nights over here especially. That how the shaitan showed them all his napaki and filth and dirt, and he thinks it's good. This will be the outcome. And those that are involved in it, he says the nuhusat, the evil effect of sin, of guna, of haram, zina of the eyes, zina of the hands, the porn sites, and all the drinking and drugs, etc., all the vices of dunya, these are worse than feces and stool and urine. The effect of it is worse. Malaika run away. Person speaks lies, malaika run away. So he says, just to deter yourself from sin, you must believe that when I'm involved in guna and sin right now, some haram website, some evil action I'm doing right now, he says you must picture in your mind and you must believe that right now when I'm enjoying this sin, so to say, it's like I'm drinking urine and I'm smearing feces on my body, in my nose, and I'm saying, how nice this is. I'm enjoying myself in haram. But this is feces, this is stool, this is urine. Nobody will want one drop on himself. But guna and sin is worse than that, more napak. is more filth and more dirt, whether zina, whether riba, whatever it may be. But person, hey, we're enjoying ourselves tonight, we're going out tonight. Where you're going to swim like an ocean of urine and full of stool in there. The sewage dump. And you say, oh, I'm enjoying it. Because iman has become so poisoned that stool and urine has now become attractive. And sitting in the masjid, I become like, hey, agitated now. How long the bayan is going to carry on? And how long they're waiting for the New Year's? They'll be carrying on and carrying on. They wait for hours for it. And no benefit whatsoever. But sitting in the masjid now, I can't because the heart is diseased. So I'm not feeling comfortable. But I go in an avenue like that, then I'm comfortable. So Hazrat says, you can imagine now the heart has become so diseased, where there's supposed to be heat or the fire of Jahannam, I'm feeling cool. Where the coolness of the gardens of Jannah, I'm feeling hot, broken to perspiration. Then Hazrat says also, the zikr will start, or the tashkil will start, now it has an allergic reaction to my body. Now I have to go now. Now the zikr starts, you know, hey, now we don't do all this zikr thing now. Now I'm ready to run. Oh, the tashkil starts. He said, this is the main amal now. The tashkil time, zikr time. But now because the heart is diseased, now it's like an allergy to me. Now I need to get out from here right now. And what I want to do, send outside. Ramadan time we see also, Tarawih is taking place, brother sitting on the cell phone, in the house of Allah. Every day we find in the masjid also, pure environment, there through we're playing games. There through the father will give the son a game, and now he's playing game. Oh, we buy cars. He's thinking, if I buy a car in the masjid, be barakat in it now. Now this car will come to the masjid for this. So now I buy a car, this can't do in the masjid, no barakat in it. These type of amal are cursed. The house of Allah is not built for this, for these type of activities. What is happening right now? So these avenues of sin and vice is worse than urine, is worse than stool, but because the iman has become diseased, so you don't feel the filth and the dirt of it. That's why they say we make dua, Allah Ta'ala, wash our hearts. Wash our hearts, polish our hearts and make it shine with iman. Then we can see the reality. This sin, I can't handle it. I just stay far from it. I prefer now making zikr, staying in the company with the pious, sitting in the house of Allah. That's enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah.